The Bible's Viewpoint, Money. Is money the root of all evil? The love of money is a root of all sorts of injurious things. 1 Timothy 6:10. What some people say. Money is the root of all evil. What the Bible says. The love of money, not money itself, causes injurious things. In the Bible, wealthy King Solomon identified three kinds of injurious things that often happen to people who love money. Worry. The plenty belonging to the rich one does not permit him to sleep. Ecclesiastes 5:12. Dissatisfaction. A lover of silver will never be satisfied with silver, nor a lover of wealth with income. Ecclesiastes 5:10. Temptation to break the law. The one hastening to get rich will not remain innocent. Proverbs 28:20. What purpose does money serve? Money is a protection. Ecclesiastes 7:12. What some people say. Money makes you secure and happy. What the Bible says. The myth that money buys happiness and security is part of the deceptive power of riches. Mark 4:19. Still, money answers every need. Ecclesiastes 10:19. For example, money can buy the things you need to survive, such as food and medicine. Money also helps you to take care of your family. In fact, the Bible states, "If anyone does not provide for those who are his own, and especially for those who are members of his household, he has disowned the faith." 1 Timothy 5:8. How can you use money wisely? First, sit down and calculate the expense. Luke 14:28. What the Bible says. Use money in a way that has God's approval. It is wise to use money responsibly and honestly. To avoid the burden of living beyond your means, let your way of life be free of the love of money. Hebrews 13:5. Although the Bible does not condemn debt, it warns, "The borrower is a slave to the lender." Proverbs 22:7. Avoid impulse buying because all who are hasty surely head for poverty. Proverbs 21:5. Instead, set something aside according to your own means and save money for what is important to you. 1 Corinthians 16:2. The Bible encourages us to practice giving. People who want to please God have good reason to be generous because God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Therefore, do not forget to do good and to share what you have with others, for God is well pleased with such sacrifices. Hebrews 13:16. End of article.